Chapter 5. At the police station.
We need to talk to somebody urgently,
Amy told the policeman in the front office before he could even say hello.
Something has happened to our friend Lisa, and we need your help.
She went missing last night. You must help us find her,
said Claire.
We got a phone call from her 5 minutes ago,
interrupted Amy.
She's in trouble,
said Claire.
Somebody has kidnapped her,
shouted Amy. The officer looked confused and went inside. When he came back, there was another policeman with him.
Good day. My name is Inspector Swanson. Would you like to come through here, please?
He said, taking them into an untidy office.
Please. Take a seat. I understand that your friend is missing. What's her name?
Lisa. Her name is Lisa McIntosh,
said Claire. He sat down at his desk and started writing down the details.
How old is she?
18. She'll be 19 next month,
Amy said, trying not to cry. Inspector Swanson smiled kindly at Amy. He could see that both the girls were very worried.
What was she wearing when she went missing?
She was wearing blue jeans and a pink T-shirt,
said Claire.
Can you describe her to me?
She has long, curly blonde hair and blue eyes.
This is a photo of Lisa,
Amy said, and gave him one of their photos.
She's very pretty and tall, about 1.75 meters,
Amy said, remembering what the waitress said earlier.
When was the last time you saw her?
It was about 8:30 last night,
said Claire.
Are you sure she isn't with anyone she met at the party? A friend, perhaps?
Inspector Swanson looked at them very seriously.
No, not without telling us first,
said Amy, shaking her head.
We made a rule before we left England. If you want to stay out all night, then you have to tell the others where you're going, who with, and when you'll be back,
explained Claire.
Lisa knows that rule. She knows we'll be worried.
Inspector Swanson listened carefully. He thought they were telling him the truth.
You told the other officer that somebody has kidnapped her,
he said cautiously.
Yes,
the two girls said at the same time.
That's a very serious thing to say.
Swanson searched their eyes for any sign that they were lying, but they both looked back honestly.
Lisa told us that on the phone.
So, you have spoken to Lisa?
He asked, raising an eyebrow.
Yes, about a quarter of an hour ago,
said Claire, looking at her watch.
Why don't you send some people to look for her?
Asked Amy, starting to get angry. They were wasting time, sitting here, filling in stupid forms, when they could be looking for Lisa.
Amy,
said Claire, trying to calm her down. She turned to Swanson.
I'm sorry, but we're really worried about Lisa. She said that a man was after her.
A policeman knocked on the door.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but could I talk with you in private, please?
He asked.
I'm busy. Can't it wait?
Said Swanson.
It's very important, sir,
said the policeman, and Swanson stood up.
I won't be long. Can you finish filling in that form about Lisa, please?
He told them, and went into another office. When he came back, his friendly eyes were dark with worry.
Was that about Lisa?
Asked Claire. Swanson sat down and took a deep breath before speaking.
That phone call was from Scotland Yard in England. Judge McIntosh, the famous judge, has received a phone call. A man from Australia has told Judge McIntosh that he has kidnapped his daughter. The kidnapper wants his father to be released from prison and $200,000 or...
Or what?
Asked Claire and Amy at the same time.
Or he will kill Lisa.